London Heathrow. Half the team's asleep. Someone's lost a passport. Someone's crying in Pret. And somehow, I'm carrying 14 bags, 3 boxes of Enduo, 6 tubs of Super Sport Salve, 2 kit bricks, a dry robe, and the emotional stability of the entire British obstacle team. Boarding passes in my hand, trying to keep this circus planned. Lou's got snacks and travel forms, George on edge and Henry storms. Someone forgot their race day shoes, someone's arguing over cues. Meanwhile, I'm dragging half of Cookham through Terminal 4 again. Bagman, always carrying more than he can. Sweaty kit and toxic shoes, bin bags full of race day blues. Timing splits and wave times changed, trying to keep the whole thing arranged. 1 minute shouting, "You've got this, mate!" Next minute sprinting to the wrong start gate. Motivator man for half the day, then back to Bagman straight away. Bagman, Bagman, always carrying more than he can. And nobody sees the quiet parts, the tape, the stress, the borrowed hearts. But every champion standing tall, GBR Bagman never got a medal in his hand, but he carried dreams across the world for every boy and every girl. And when they stand beneath those lights with fire burning in their eyes, part of him stands there too. That is what real love can do. I do not race, I do not climb, but somehow I run out of breath every time. I know every athlete panic face, every meltdown before the race, every "I can't do this at 1 a.m. then somehow they all do it again. And nobody sees the quiet parts, the tape, the stress, the borrowed hearts. But every champion standing tall, the GBR Bagman never got a medal in his hand, but he carried dreams across the world for every boy and every girl. And when they stand beneath those lights with fire burning in their eyes, part of him stands there too. That is what real love can do.
Funny thing is, you start out carrying bags, then one day you realize you were carrying people. George, Henry, Lou, worth every mile.
He's the GBR Bagman,
standing where he always stands, behind the scenes. Exactly what they'd make it through.
Now come on, who's left their passport on the coach?